Just take a moment again just to plant your feet in the ground. And it's all about alignment. Alignment with your true nature. Alignment with the earth. Alignment with the sun, the moon, the stars, and the creator of worlds. So it's all about sinking into your true nature and knowing what your true nature is and being true to yourself. And to be true to yourself, you need to know yourself and you need to know the feeling of who you are. And once you have the feeling of who you are, that is the only thing you ever have to be true to. Because that is the life force that runs through all things, that's running through you. And that's what this stone circle is teaching people, to get in touch with who they are and be in alignment with all the universal forces, to be fully who they are and to have that knowing. So it's a practical tool for human beings. So that they can know what is true to them and then what is outside of them. So as a practicality, it helps them make choices in their lives, helps them make decisions, give them clarity. And that's how the earth helps us. And that's how a stone circle like this helps us. And that's why there's no rules, because it's all about being true to yourself and the life force that's running through you and knowing that life force. And it's the freedom and liberty then that that gives a person to be their own light and to broadcast their own light and to be safe in the knowing of who they are.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We sit in an ancient stone circle. And we honor it. But I want to echo something that was just said. A reminder of a principle that many have forgotten. And I wanted to extend it with some information. It was just a few days ago that my partner and I sat in the desert and channeled to those who were interested and following the traditions of the ancients in America. And these ancients, which are now called Indians, had the same kind of thing as you find here. There was an alliance with the earth. And we told you back then, and we have told you before, that when the Indians did a rain dance, they were not asking for rain. They were not wishing for rain. They were not following some obscure rules that said they had to dance a certain way. They were guided to align with the planet. And the philosophy goes like this. The closer you align with Gaia, the more cooperation and partnership you will receive. And that brought them the sustenance and the rain. And I tell you this, they would not have done this for centuries if it got no results. That is defined as dysfunction. They got results because they understood that a concentrated alignment with the planet got things done. This is the teaching. And now we are in the green isle with exactly the same principle. The ancients that used this as a tool came together in ceremony and more in order to align with the planet, in order to receive that which is the partnership between human and the earth. And they understood, as so many in stone circles do all over the area in the ancient times, that it was an honoring. The last time my partner sat on this land, I would not let him channel until he got up and walked around the circle at least one time. And then he came back. This has never happened before. And even to this day, he wonders what that was about. And so now I'll reveal it. There are no rules. There is instead honor. There are those who felt they should walk around three times. Let me tell you that the three is important, and the three is universal. If you will take a look at why there are three of this, or why do this or that three times, even the ancient Tibetans, which did not come here, knew this in their numerology. It is an actionable number, that is to say, it is a number that has a catalytic effect. The three creates other things. If you walk the circle three times, you create that which is traditional and honor of the ancients who built it, and what they did and why they did it. So you really are honoring the partnership. Remember, dear ones, it's a partnership. You don't do things for the earth in order to get something. You align with that. So the ancients, you are aligning with them because they are your partners as well. There's more to say. Some have felt that this particular circle would have tremendous feminine energy. And you might want to know, well, why would that be? And is it true, or is it, for instance, just the modern thing today to say? And I will tell you this. The further back you go in time, against that which historians say, the more you're going to find the involvement of female shamanship in a balanced society. Your society has actually become dysfunctional in this modern day. And when you go back far enough, you're going to find a balance between male and female, which makes sense. Not only that, the intuitive human, the female, would be the one who would get in touch with spirit, would get in touch with the land first, and would then be the one who would guide the others. This is what happened centuries and centuries ago, right here. My partner has taken others several times now, so far away from you now, almost to the bottom of the earth, in a place called Machu Picchu. And we said it then before, there is a feminine energy there, almost womb energy, as you go into that place. Because there were, in the centuries of existence of Machu Picchu, a civilization that honored the women. So much so that that is the energy that stays in that place today. Return to this stone circle. It is the same. You don't know what happened here. Not really. You see the stones and you've aged them and you've done your best to say how old they might be. Let me tell you, they're older than you think. And so by being here and walking the circle or even listening to the channel, you are honoring not only the ancients, but the tradition of the female. It's a good time to look at this, feel the healing that is here. The healing that is here. Why should this place have healing? And the answer, because it's balanced with Gaia. This is the remaining energy Now, we have told you that the crystalline grid is not very active in Ireland. So there's no grid to remember these things here. So how is it that there are portals here? How is it that there are places which have more magic, if you want to say that, than others? Things that humans feel, sensitives especially feel. What is it they're feeling if there's no crystalline grid? And I will tell you, it is the ancients. The ancients are the grid here. You can feel what has happened, especially in these places of balance, of appropriateness and alignment. That's why you're here. Consider for a moment the things that have happened here and listen to the stories. Much has gone on here that is beautiful and appropriate, and it still is. And so it is.